You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Welcome, dear friends. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and Nick.
Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure and it's a joyful time to be all together.
Thank you for joining us and taking the time.
So before we start, we ask everyone just to sit back, relax, light that candle of hope. And then tonight it's light that candle of joy. We will start with our prayer intentions. We pray for all those suffering mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. We pray for all those victims of gun violence. We pray for peace around the world, especially in Ukraine.
And in the U.S.
And in the U.S. and Canada.
Yes.
And we pray for the healing of all those recovering, especially my brother John. And we pray for your intentions, the listeners
whatever
out
they
there.
May be. Yes.
So we start the evening with two prayers.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created and you shall renew the face of the earth. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So if you haven't already thought about it, guess that what is our topic? Our topic tonight is having a joyous attitude in this year of renewal. So our mission and our goal is...
It's, as always, is to spread the message of the gospel, the good news, and to spread it with joy, right? Always.
Yeah. Like our song says,
Jesus with us.
Reflections of joy, right? So
that's our program.
Yeah, that's our program, right? And we hear the song, and I said, ask my manager, wouldn't that be a great topic to talk about joy?
Yeah,
right?
I think we've always talked a little bit now and then about joy, but to have a whole program focused on joy, I think... was a really good idea. So we'd like to share with you some of our thoughts, some of our ideas, affirmations to consider the what, where, when, why, and how all about joy.
So the question is, what is joy?
Yeah, so joy can be described as an emotion of great delight. And it's a joy really that comes when you put Jesus at the center.
Yeah, so true. So true. Joy is many things, right? I'm sure you guys have so many different thoughts and ideas that you could add, but we wanted to share this, you know, it's joy is an attitude, a feeling, a position, a state of mind.
It's a decision you make.
It's a decision, a choice, right? Mm-hmm. If we let the power of the Holy Spirit empower us, wow, that's truly what we call amazing joy. And if we go with that, well, that's our show, right? When the main thing is to...
We can call it a night.
Call it a night. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, right? And everything we do, think, and share, it's because of the graces and mercy of the Holy Spirit, you know? Joy is an attitude of the heart. A spirit, it is present inside of us. It is an untapped reservoir of potential.
And it's something more than just happiness, right? It's something really that comes from within, you know, something,
Something that, like we expect something to make us joyous, and a lot of things do. But I think if we bring the joy, mm-hmm. right, sometimes we need to be the joy.
Yes.
We're looking, and then say, well, wait, so maybe have we considered?
Yeah, we have to make it possible. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's
and it right. can, yeah.
So,
and come in little things, right? That yeah, we do.
So true. Mm-hmm. So, before we start with the show, we always like to talk about what's going on in the month of in June. And the first thing is, in the beginning of June is Pentecost Sunday, which is in the early, the beginning of June. And then we have St. Barnabas. And then after that, we have the, Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
And I think, no, it's the day after is St. Anthony of Padua.
Yeah, one of the most beloved saints there are, St. Anthony. There's also, we celebrate the Solemnity of the Holy Body and Blood of Christ.
Which is also known of Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi. And it also falls on Father's Day.
Yeah, that's
which
very,
is an important day.
Very important day.
We also celebrate, or there's the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. There's the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, followed by the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And end the month of June, or near the end of month of June, is our Saints Peter and Paul, the apostles.
Yeah, so it's a very filled month of celebrations in our Catholic faith. So continuing with joy, right? The last 2 years, especially with COVID, we've become tired, worn out, fatigued, desensitized, and overwhelmed. And that's just in the morning, getting out of bed.
Yeah, I think we've said this before, but it bears repeating.
Because it's a reality,
it
right?
It is,
so
yeah.
What we like to say is, have we lost our joy? Have we lost our passion? So we continue this year, the year of 2022, as a year of renewal to choose joy.
Yes, and let's choose it with exuberance.
So with that, we have a new goal, a new vision, a new beginning. We will rejoice, we will be new, and we, of course, will be improved.
Yes, new and improved. And so what is the difference between joy and pleasure? Joy brings pleasure, but the key difference is that joy arises within you, as we were saying earlier, whereas pleasure is something that's derived from something on the outside, that comes within. And I think pleasure is also just very temporary, very fleeting, but joy is more like lasting.
Yeah, so true.
And joy is not about going higher, but it's about going deeper and being closer to Jesus. And it comes from Jesus, right? Actually, I believe it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
right?
We'll
get into that a little bit
yeah,
more
we'll
later.
We'll talk a little bit about that later. So we pose this question, why do we need joy? Well, we came up with some ideas, right?
Right.
We start with, it is essential. Because when we choose joy, we can travel light. We have less baggage. As Bishop Barron says, we can now fly like the angels.
Mm-hmm. Joy empowers us. As we were saying, we receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And one of those gifts is joy, right? So it empowers us to do more and to be.
And the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, right judgment or counsel.
Courage or fortitude, knowledge, reverence or piety, wonder and awe, or fear of the Lord. And joy is actually a fruit. My mistake, not a gift, it's a fruit, yeah.
So with joy, it kind of like is the fountain of youth. It keeps us young, alive, and vigorous. We will have less wrinkles, right? When we choose joy, it strengthens us physically. It strengthens our immune system. it keeps us healthy, you know, keeps the endorphins, mm-hmm. and keeps serotonin in our body, and we are not as stressed. So in the book of Psalms, it says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Joy is also a natural high, and it's free of charge.
Wow. Some people, you know, they spend millions and millions of dollars looking for, you know, the ultimate joy, the ultimate thrill, but, you know.
That comes from pleasure, right?
Yeah, that's pleasure, like
you,
right?
You pay for it,
and,
really.
You know, yeah. As they say, different strokes for different mm-hmm. folks, but when we choose the joy of Jesus, when we celebrate our Catholic faith, right, there's so many things that there's no cost to it, right?
That's right.
Just like showing up at Mass, showing up at a Eucharistic adoration, right? Mm-hmm. And it just brings us so much joy.
Joy also, with joy, we become more authentic. You know, peace, humility, they are at the cornerstones of real joy.
And ultimately, our goal is for salvation, right? At the end of our life. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of joy before we reach the end of our life. But the salvation, you know, there is no Easter without a Good Friday. So we'll run into some trials and tribulations. We will, all of us will go through some suffering. But it's the suffering, and that's a topic for a whole show for another day. But the suffering we go through is for getting us closer to God and knowing the joy of being with Him at the end of salvation, to be at that banquet. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't make you joyous and jump out of your chair, well, I don't know what else will, right?
So that's right.
So we shared with you a couple of reasons why we need joy. But now I'd like to ask the listeners out there, you know, maybe take a few moments, maybe now, maybe at the end of the show, maybe after the show or during the week, what brings you joy, right? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, get a nice clean sheet of paper, like, who am I and where am I going? And is joy part of that plan? Is it in our dreams?
Yeah, that's a really important question to ask, because if your goals do and dreams don't include joy, then are they really your goals and dreams?
Yeah.
They, you know, it should be a joyful plan that you have, right, for yourself.
And
right?
It shouldn't just be monetary or accumulation of wealth and funds. And again, you know, everyone has different ideas, thoughts, feelings, ambitions. But at the end of the day, are those things stressing you out? So, and it is, if that's the road you're going down, just make sure we like to suggest that joy is part of that that plan, or, you know, in that vision that you write down.
So another question we'd like to ask is, what brings you joy? So let's make a joy list. Things that bring joy that I can think of is, you know, a smile from a baby or a loved one's. Our family brings us joy. Joy comes also out of when we walk out of confession, right? Where we feel this weight lifted up and we celebrate.
And what do we do?
You know, that we're forgiven.
And what do we do when we celebrate?
We pop the cork.
Yeah, have a nice bottle of Prosecco waiting at home after you come out of the confessional, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Marianne just said, young children, you know, just looking at young children laughing, playing, right? Jesus said, let the children come to me. So continuing with our joy list, how about a list of joyful words? We'd like to share with you these words that we think would bring you lots of joy. Or what happens when you choose joy? You will be restored. You will feel alive, invigorated, re-energized, revitalized, refreshed, renewed, converted, inspired, enthused, transformed, and manifested.
You will feel lightness. You will be radiant. There's cheering up, exuberance, satisfaction. There is much delight, contentment, gladness, elation, and exhilaration.
There will be a lot of jubilance, joyfulness. We will always pick this word to rejoice. Happiness.
Excitement, delighted, and joyous.
Wow, so true. So we will also share with you some more words in the next part of our show. So what we came up with is a plan. We mentioned, if you get a chance, right? You know, a plan is joy in
part of it,
part of my future, wherever we're going. Mm-hmm. So we start with the spiritual part. And if you're still alive and breathing, well, you have the ability to choose joy, right?
Yes, it's never too late. Make those changes. Yes.
So we simply take a deep breath and we stay calm and we let the Holy Spirit in. We start with a yes. We surrender, letting go of our old ways, choosing peace. It's a fresh start. You know, the next part is the physical.
And for physical, we are to take action. We are to be proactive and take charge. Make it happen. So, you know, take charge of your plan. Implement it. And implement it with some exuberance, right? And be courageous sometimes. You really need to break out of those comfort zones.
I like that word, exuberance, right? Remember that word, folks. That's the power word of the night.
And be open to change, right? That's, you know, always best when we're open to change.
You know, when you saying that, it kind of reminds me that, you know, there's a chisel that can break concrete. So in choosing joy, it can break the concrete of the hardness of our attitudes, right? A simple word
Good point.
Could really make a big difference, right?
Yeah, and we're all afraid to make change because we get into our comfort zones, right? But like I said, let's break out of those and be open to change.
Yeah, and like Marin just said, break out of it, right? So we need, you know, when we make changes, there will be breakthroughs instead of breakdowns.
Aha, right? Very good point.
Well, you know, I think sometimes, especially now in the last couple of years, you know, we see that, you know, with the cost of gas and inflation and everything's going up and we're all so stressed, right?
But it's crazy. Yeah.
We need the time to retreat, right? Mm-hmm. To see where we're going. And, you know, we come after a long day's work. We're so like beat, haggard and worn.
Yeah.
Right. And we're so tired that we have no energy to be joyous, right?
But, so let's save that energy.
Yeah, save that energy, that sacred energy, right? And the mental part is to be focused on the one necessary thing, right? And everyone has a different necessary thing. And we ask you, what is that necessary thing, right? But tonight, that necessary thing is joy.
Choosing joy. So let's avoid any distractions that may come our way. Let's focus on Jesus at the center and keep him there. And, you know, that will lead to joy.
So moving on to the next part of our show, is the joy thief, right? We can have the best plans in the world. We can have the best ideas, the best intentions, but then, there's a joy thief. Ready?
Wow. To take away the joy.
You know, it's to be a poo-pooer, right?
Yeah,
to take away.
A downer.
A downer, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the joy thieves that we face are fear, right? St. John says, there is no fear in love, but perfect fear drives out fear, right? As mentioned, another thief is we are always maybe in a rush, stressed out, stuck in traffic. We need to slow down. Being silent
and be mindfully present.
Yeah, just like Jesus did. I always, you know, I always hear the part where Jesus would disappear into the nature,
yes.
Into the solitude.
We need to do that from time to time.
And he needed to get away. Mm-hmm. Like when I say get away, he just needed time to recharge because it took a lot of work and effort
And that's why we recommend always to go on a retreat, take some time, you know, to do that.
Take a break, take a week.
Amenresa, right?
Yeah, Amenresa. Mm-hmm. You can make your own retreat. You can even do it at home. Mm-hmm. Like an
it
hour.
It doesn't take much.
An hour retreat will make such a big difference, right? Another issue is...
Yeah, another thief is the... social media being caught up with all the misinformation that's out there.
It's a drug, right?
My goodness.
It can literally be, addictive, right? Mm-hmm. We need that hit.
So be that critical thinker and, try to, sort through all that, negativity that's there. And misinformation and, choose what is the roses against, among the thorns.
Yeah. And sometimes the best thing is just to shut off the media, right? Or like too much screen time, be it your laptop, your phone, your computer, your TV, right? Sometimes we just have too much. Mm-hmm. You know, there's issues of pressure to conform. Like we need to be a certain way or follow a certain group.
Right.
You know, we have to be radical like Jesus.
Right.
Jesus,
he's the truth.
So. He's the truth. He set the path of love. Mm-hmm. We suggest, why not start reading the Beatitudes?
Right.
Go with them.
Mm-hmm. Another thief is overthinking because... paralysis through analysis often comes, is in our way, right? Yeah,
sometimes we're like a deer in the headlights, right? Yeah, there's just like so much going
that
on.
That paralyzes us.
You know, there's just information overload.
So instead, let's pick joy.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Simplify,
just
right?
Very, yeah.
It all starts with a simple choice, right? Mm. Then there's also comparison. That's saying, if I don't have a certain position or a certain kind of wealth as another person, but is that really what you want? Right? That could take your sacred energy away. And I think we should just be happy with what we have. Mm-hmm. And that starts with choosing gratitude.
Something else that could take away joy is being indecisive. When we find ourselves that we need to make a decision,
we're stuck.
Especially in, a huge decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's center ourselves and, pray, pray to Jesus and God and, we'll find that peace to help us make that decision.
I remember a time, a friend told me that they were in a very tough situation. And they were trying to make the best decision for joy in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make the right decision. But another friend said, I'm not going to tell you what the answer is, but I'll ask you just to pray for peace. So when you're at peace, you can make that decision.
And that brings you joy.
And that will eventually bring you joy because now you're in a state of calm and peace, right?
Right.
Because when you're all like the Tasmanian devil all spinning around, chances are you're not going to make a good decision.
That's right.
You know, other joy thieves are expectation, what others think of us, but does that really matter, right? Mm-hmm. This is something between you and the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's ego and pride.
Right.
And how do we avoid that?
Just by living a life of humility, it's very simple. It's very simple.
So some ideas for sanctification for a joyous and holy attitude. We'd like to share with you some
things you could do.
Yeah, or look to give you that holiness in your joy decision.
We could just look to Jesus, right? Keep him at the center. Attend Mass and receive communion, the sacrament. Receive Jesus, in fact.
And we can also look to the parents of Jesus, the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, as our models.
We can pray the rosary.
Yeah.
That, praying helps bring peace and joy.
We can also imitate the saints, right? Like, who is your favorite saint? Or look to the saint that is on your birthday.
Yeah.
So we shared with you guys a lot.
Yeah.
So a couple Bible verses we'd like to share with you is...
That's related to joy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God saw all that he made and it was very, very good.
Yeah. So right? At the end, when in Genesis, when he's made everything, he thought that it was very good. And that brought joy, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Corinthians, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here, especially now in this year, a year of renewal.
That's right. From Proverbs, the hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish.
The Lord has done great things and we are glad. And Mother Teresa has a wonderful quote saying, joy is very infectious. Therefore, always be filled with joy. And she also goes on to say, love to be real. And she says, to choose joy, right? Mm. And with that, we are going to take a break and we will be right back after a short musical break.
Celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the soul of our hearts. We cast aside our shadows, trust you with our sorrows. You're the soul of our hearts. Dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms.
So me whole, though I'm broken. I am running into your arms of love, into your arms.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back. We thought we would go back and talk a little bit more about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, seeing that we are celebrating Pentecost in June. And there's lots of celebrations of confirmation going on, right?
Yeah, I remember it was a special time in my life in grade 8. It was, a time with, being with all your friends. You just felt so empowered. Mm-hmm. I still remember that day.
Do you remember a lot? I don't really remember all that much. I remember, being with my friends. Yes, definitely.
I remember a lot of red mm-hmm. and fire.
Who was your sponsor?
My sponsor was my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my dad was my sponsor. So.
My sponsor was my cousin. Yeah. So the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of them is joy, as we mentioned before. So joy, and there's love.
There's peace. There's patience.
There's kindness and goodness.
There's generosity and gentleness.
There's faithfulness, self-control, and chastity.
Yeah. So we shared with you.
Oh, and also modesty.
So we shared with you at the beginning the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we shared with you now the seven fruits of the Holy Spirit. And joy is near the top of that list, if not number one.
Mm-hmm.
So when we include the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will be filled with joy. We'll have such a joyous attitude. We would like to share with you the affirmations we always share with you once in a while. So being filled with the joyous attitude, we can proclaim, I am alive. I am passionate. I am grateful. I am courageous. I am hopeful.
I am joy. I am patient. I am mindful. I am enthused. I am positive. I'm protected. I am blessed.
So with those, if you notice the I am, that's what God said. What is your name? I am. Mm-hmm. So, and we mentioned earlier that joy comes from inside. So when we do these things, this is God coming out from us.
Right.
From what he's created.
Right from our heart.
Yeah,
right?
From our heart. Mm-hmm. So with that joyous attitude, I will be at peace. I will be more humble. I will strive to be more healthy. I will follow Jesus. This is a big one. I will always laugh.
Yeah, with joy comes laughter, doesn't it?
Yeah, so true.
I will overcome. I will be still. I will commit. I will cope with whatever comes my way. I will encourage.
Here it is.
I will be victorious.
And then...
And I will triumph.
Wow, I love it. Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. So with those things, those affirmations we shared, we have a couple more power words or phrases that, when we share, when we do this show, we have an hour.
Right.
And we have, there's only so much you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is when we doing this show, if you missed out or you like to hear it or you think it's too much, the beauty is you can hear it again the following week.
Yes. And you can, when you listen to it again, you may have missed something the last time you heard, right?
So we're typically on every Thursday at 9 and Saturdays at 2. So if a word catches you, a phrase catches you, take it, run with it, right? That's all you need. You know, one or two beautiful phrases, maybe more.
Yeah. And so we just want to share with you some of these words and phrases that have come to our minds when we think of joy. So some of these things are grace and peace, exclamations of thanks, a glad heart, so pleased,
Bountiful in the fruits from our soul. We look to prosper in the light of Jesus. I love this word, celebration. We praise Christ. We read the good news.
And share the good news. We are energetic.
Especially with the holy, divine, positive energy that Christ instills in us.
Yeah, God, it comes from God, right?
And we are delighted. We proclaim this word, rejoice, rejoice.
I say it again, rejoice.
Rejoice.
A breath of fresh air, right?
Speaking of breath with the Holy Spirit, Jesus proclaimed shalom, peace be with you. And he breathed the Holy Spirit.
Filling the air with Christ's praise. Being glad in God. A joyful embrace.
How about stop? Let us just stop.
Right.
Let us take a moment to just see how much we are truly blessed with in our lives, right?
And after stopping, how about to Jesus, I'm off and running.
Well, because now we've taken that little break. We're more energized to take more things in.
Because we want to run to him, right?
Yeah.
And run into his arms and his embrace.
Just we mentioned it earlier, like Jesus said, let the children come to me. And I just love, you know, watching little children playing or watching them, being in the presence of little children. If that doesn't bring you joy, well,
yeah,
spend some time with the young children.
That's
because
right.
They're so pure and innocent, right? Mm-hmm. So as Father Philip said on a retreat once, we need to return to the child.
That's right.
Right, the innocence and purity, right?
Yeah, and their outlook too, it's pure innocence. So let's now share some further steps to joy. By purely surrendering to Jesus and Christ, that's like a major step to joy. So every day, just recommitting ourselves to putting him first at our center in all of areas of our life.
And that starts with whatever works for you. Is it the beginning of the day, during the day, at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Let us have prayers throughout the day.
And give up your burdens in those daily prayers to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
And a good friend of ours, Maria Agovino, mentioned that, you know, our suffering is not for anything, right? When we suffer, we are saving souls in purgatory. When we suffer, there is a reason. It's to bring us closer to God. So what we're asked to do is just surrender, as Marianne has said, is to turn it over.
Yeah, and realize that we can't do it alone. We need God's help, and that's why we pray for his help.
Yeah.
To help us get through it.
So the importance of daily prayer, but also the importance of daily prayer, but prayer in silence, because silence is a powerful prayer.
Yeah.
Because that's when we let Jesus in.
Mm-hmm. Because
sometimes we can have so many prayers, and that's great. Never stop praying, but also make the time to take in what Jesus is trying to tell us.
Other steps to joy is just being thankful and being thankful for the many blessings that we have in our life, right?
So blessings will give us bliss.
Focus on the good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing a smile can bring joy. Just a simple smile.
A simple smile.
What's the phrase? Smile and the whole world will
smile with
you.
Yeah. And it's a very powerful act that you can do to change the whole attitude of a whole room.
Yeah, it's an instant mood of happiness booster.
So
right?
Let's next time we walk into a room with a crowd of people, let's be the ones not to take the oxygen out, but to bring the oxygen into the room.
Yes.
When we walk in with a joyous smile, they'll either think you're crazy or they'll think, hey, I love this person. I want to be around them.
That's right.
So another way we steps to joy is look outside, look at the sun, look at the, you know, the green grass, right?
All of nature.
But also thank God for the rain, right? Mm-hmm. We can be joyous in the rain.
That's right. We can.
Because without the rain, nothing grows, right?
Yeah. Be like those children that, you know, step in those puddles yeah. and get all wet and, you know,
they play in
enjoy
the mud.
And yeah.
They play in the mud and then they get washed with the rain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So other things we can do is listen to sacred music, mm-hmm. Random.
Or any music that makes you smile and happy, right?
Mm-hmm. There's random acts of kindness. The quickest way to be joyful is not to do something for yourself, but to do something that helps someone else.
Yeah, that makes always one feel good, right?
You know,
yeah.
And we can do that by volunteering,
mm-hmm.
you know, at our hospital, at our church, our mm-hmm. community center, right?
Yeah, just by giving, it really brings a lot of joy.
Right, and it's so life-giving when mm-hmm. we volunteer of our time, you know.
And being selfless, right?
Yeah, if we have a talent, a gift, if we're a speaker, if we're good in caregiving, right? Spend that time, find a place where you're able to share those talents.
Yeah, and seeing the volunteers when we do volunteer and seeing the other volunteers, you can see their joy is really, really contagious and very inspiring all the time.
Yeah, it's real, it's authentic, mm-hmm. it's life-giving. And you know, we think that we're helping other people. But in the end, I think we're helping ourselves indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that boosts our spirit because when you see, you know, someone smiling, let's say even if you push someone in a wheelchair, if you help a senior across the street, or if you do singing at Christmas, you know, a little volunteering like that really makes a difference.
How about meditating and doing Christian meditation, which is a form of prayer, right? Just breathing and reflecting and
taking, you know, the time,
being mindful and being present in yeah. the moment
to let Jesus, just Mary in. And yeah. Saint Joseph in.
Mm-hmm.
And as they say, Jesus at the wheel.
Yeah.
And other things, you know, are like keeping a positive company, right?
Right.
When you have good company, that will ensure mm-hmm. that, you know, you will be joyful. So we continue the show. The month of June, as mentioned, is there's Pentecost. So we'd like to share with you a prayer on Pentecost.
From the Holy Spirit.
So Holy Spirit, rain on us. Holy Spirit, our comforter and our friend, as we stand on your word, we ask that you rain down on us. Let your power fall on us and change our hearts. Open heaven wide and pour out the rain of your Holy Spirit over our church and our lives. Change us, renew us, empower us, and fill us with joy. We need your touch again. Precious gift from heaven, send us your cleansing rain. Amen.
Amen. And also in the month of June, we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So here's a prayer. O most holy heart of Jesus, fountain of blessing, I adore thee, I love thee, and with a lively sorrow for my sins, I offer thee this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will.
Wow, that's a beautiful Amen. Prayer to the Sacred Heart. We also have a prayer to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Fullness of goodness, show your heart towards us, O Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let the flame of your heart, O Mary, descend in all people.
We love you immensely. Impress true love in our hearts so that we have a continuous desire for you. O Mary, gentle and humble of heart, remember us when we sin.
And the Corpus Christi prayer is, O Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you today. We thank you for the gift of your holy body and blood through which we get strengthened, body, soul, and mind. We solemnly pledge that we will offer you our undivided love and also service to our brothers and sisters as it is your holy will. And so, like, among the many different devotions that there are to the Blessed Virgin Mary, one of them that's often overlooked is a devotion to her seven joys. Many Catholics might be more familiar with the seven sorrows of Mary, but did you know that there are these seven sorrows? I mean, sorry, seven joys, a devotion. And it's an equally ancient tradition. It's the Franciscans. It comes from the Franciscans, and they helped to preserve this tradition over the centuries through their rosary. And it's called the Franciscan crown. The crown, according to one story, is that when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to young Franciscan novice in the 15th century, and when she appeared, she instructed him on how, by reciting daily a rosary of seven decades in honor of her seven joys, he might weave a crown that would be more pleasing to her than the material wealth of flowers. And so, you know, typically we say the rosary that have the five joyous mysteries. But as we said, these are the seven joyful mysteries.
So the seven joyful mysteries are the Immaculate Virgin joyfully conceived Jesus by the Holy Spirit. She joyfully carried Jesus when she went to visit Elizabeth.
The third is the Immaculate Virgin brought Jesus joyfully into the world. Four, the Mother of God joyfully exhibited Jesus to the adoration of the Magi.
The fifth is the Immaculate Virgin Mary joyfully found Jesus in the temple. The Immaculate Virgin Mary joyfully beheld Jesus after his resurrection.
And the last joyful mystery is the Immaculate Virgin Mary was joyfully received by Jesus into heaven and crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth.
So more power phrases and joyous words are beautiful and whole. We celebrate God. We reveal God's wholeness. Wonderful, gracious, almighty. Alleluia, alleluia, amen, amen.
Beautiful.
Most excellent harmonies, glad in God.
Blessing, sweet smelling, fragrance, pleasing, generosity exceeding, and abounding in glory.
And we repeat again, alleluia, alleluia, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
So we have glorious resurrection, eternal Lord Jesus, triumphant
celebration, overjoyed, heavenly, venerable. Again, alleluia.
Amen.
Amen. And so, the renewal of Lord of Lord and King of Kings.
So we hope that you caught all those words. If not, you got to listen to us again following week. So,
yeah.
So the last part of our show, Mary Angela came up with a nice few words from Pope Francis.
Yeah, and I've looked up some things that Pope Francis says about joy. And one of the things he comes back in 220, where he shared that joy is more than an emotion. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And he says that joy is a grace and a gift of the Holy Spirit, not just a positive emotion or feeling cheerful. Joy is not the consequences of emotions that burst from a wonderful thing. No, it is more. This joy, this which fills us, is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And without the Spirit, one cannot have this joy.
Yeah, and so we're so blessed that this is the month of Pentecost and mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit, right? That this is, Jesus said he would never leave us. You know, he would send the Advocate.
That's right.
And with that, it's our path to joy.
And so the Pope then said that to be full of joy is the experience of the highest consolation. And when the Lord makes us understand that this is something different from being cheerful, positive, bright, no, it's another thing. It's an overflowing joy that really hits us. Receiving the joy of the Spirit is a grace. So he goes on to talk about St. Luke's Gospel, which recounts the appearance of Jesus to his disciple in Jerusalem after his resurrection. And where when the disciples were scared that they were believing that they had seen a ghost. And, but then Jesus showed them his wounds on his hands and his feet. And he assured him that, it was him there, yeah, present in the flesh.
Imagine,
right?
The feeling.
Not a ghost.
You think that he was gone and then he shows up.
But then it's there, we learn that the disciples were incredulous for joy and were amazed. So they had this, like, overwhelming joy to see him.
Wonder and awe.
Yeah, wonder and awe, in fact. And there was so much joy that they felt, this can't be true. This is not real. It's just too much joy. And so they were, like, kind of, like, paralyzed with joy. But he goes on to say that, that joy really does come from God, and may the God of hope fill everyone with joy, and that hopefully that we are will all be full of joy.
So more wonderful words from our Pope, Pope Francis. He said that great joy is found when one offers his life in the service to God's call. There are different ways of carrying out the plan that God has for each of us. A life of joy, which also includes love. And the greatest joy for every believer is to respond to this call, to offer all of themselves at the service of God and his brothers and sisters, Pope Francis said in an Angelus address.
Yeah, and he goes on to say that each time that God calls someone to initiative of his love, it's a call to, Jesus is calling them to life and to joy, right? And to faith as well. And he's calling us all to figure out whatever state, of life, that we are particularly called to. May it be, a pathway to, is it, being single? Is it being married? Is it being, consecrated, to the priesthood? Whatever it is. And he also just goes on to say that God's call is always love and should always be responded only with love. And through this, it brings joy. And that's the greatest joy.
So in closing, we'd like to share a few more words. We would like to share this, that like Our Lady, Mother Mary, always pointing to our Lord, she says, do what he tells you at his first miracle. Always put the Lord at the center. The saints around us also pointing to the Lord. The Virgin Mary is an example of a joyful faith. Pope Francis concluded, this is why the church calls Mother Mary our cause of joy.
So don't forget joy, Pope Francis reminds us, that the Christian is joyful in heart, even in trials, even in trials. And he is joyful because he is close to Jesus, and it is he who gives us joy. It is God always that gives us joy. So, in the end, Christian joy is not easy, but with Jesus, all is possible.
Yeah.
Right.
So true. So true. It just starts with a simple yes and choosing joy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to thank everyone listening to our program this evening. We'd like to thank everyone at Radio Maria for making this possible. We thank first and foremost the Sacra Familia, Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and Jesus. And
We hope we were able to share with you some of our thoughts and reflections about joy, what it is, the who, where, what, when, and how of joy. And yeah, and then hope you got some inspiration of being more joyful.
And thank you for allowing us into your homes. We love you, and we will talk to you next week or next month with a new program.
And we end with our final prayer. Dear God, I find joy in your loving care. Teach me to share the joy in my heart with everyone. Let me be a source of hope and comfort so that your presence may be known to many. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Thank you for listening. God bless.
God bless and have a joyful night.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.